This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury. It is 12:03 in a bit, coming up to 12:04. I'm in the studio today with...
I see the sun out there, but it's freezing cold in here. My name is Jeff Sandu.
And also...
I'm with Jeff. It's really cold. Audrey Raj.
Pushing buttons and sliding faders over there. It is Christine Wong. She's our producer for the day. We have our former intern sat in the corner behaving herself for now. And Michelle, she is with us all the way through until the end of the show at 1 o'clock. And if you'd like to get in touch with today's show, get us on WhatsApp, 01878988899 on Twitter and on Instagram. We are at BFM Radio. Today we are talking about a couple of things. It is World No Tobacco Day. Mm-hmm. It's also 5 months since the ban on smoking at eateries. Our question for today, has it had a positive impact? That's what we're asking you guys. Again, 01878988899. We'll also be having a very quick look at how the hearing for judicial review on the smoking ban has been set for August 22nd, so we're going to be having a bit of a chat about that. Story number two, the case for caseless phones.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You got cases and cases, right?
Yes.
The case for it.
Yes, I think there's a case for it.
Do you think there's a case for it?
Yes, I believe so.
Casing it, huh? And then story number three, it's all about using AI to mine diamonds. That will be coming up as part three a little bit later on. We've actually got some clips from people who Christy managed to speak to yesterday about the smoking ban, how it's affected their business and them and in general. We'll be getting that clip a little bit later on. But let's have a discussion in here then, generally, first, how we felt about the smoking ban at the eateries. Has it affected you two personally?
No, not me personally, but I think it's just because... you know, you don't really think about it. Mm. Like, for I'm a non-smoker, and so when I walk into a restaurant, I kind of like don't think about like the missing cloud of smoke. Mm. You know, all of a sudden now every restaurant's the same. You know, it's just.
Yeah,
you know,
so,
status quo, yeah.
So, you know, mama shops are the ones that, you know, spring into mind immediately when you think about, oh, you know, they're going to be hit the most.
Yep.
Because every other, you know, Friday night, Saturday night, even just on every other day, you would find, you know, all Malaysians would gather up at the mama stores and, you know, they'll have tables and chairs outside and, you know, there'll be a cloud of smokes from the cigarettes and then vapes and stuff like that, right? And now you kind of see that just completely clean, and you kind of you get to see a little bit more of your mama store, and it's not just clouded with smoke. The other places are actually bars and restaurants that operate in late hours, right? Mm. I frequently visit a bar that has really good food in Damansara Kim, and back in the, you know, before this smoking ban came into place, you know, that place was just, it was really hard to breathe, but I would go in there because the food is so good. Now though, it's actually a completely different vibe altogether. You know, me and you, Rich, you know, we used to go to that place to watch Muza and his band.
Online.
So, yeah. So,
yes.
you know, now it's just a completely different environment. It's a lot better. You would find the people who are still smoking, they will go outside and, you know, they'll have a cigarette and they'll come back in. So it kind of makes the vibe a little bit more, like, I don't know how to say, but people move a lot more.
Mm.
You know, online is a place where people will sit down for hours and it won't not, will not move, right?
Most of them can't move after a while.
Exactly.
Let's be fair.
So now though, like, I guess, you know, in some ways, I actually think that it has a positive impact even to smokers themselves. They get to appreciate the places for a lot better, I guess.
And I think, like, from the outside, so when you're in, for me, like when I'm in a restaurant or I'm in an eatery, I don't think of this, you know, about the lack of people smoking. But then when you're driving on the street, and just say you're driving past a shop lot, you see a bunch of people just standing out on the walkway.
And you know exactly what they're doing.
We know what they're doing, but all of a sudden, like, this is something more common now. You're just seeing random people standing on the walkway.
Yeah. Which has
a detrimental side effect.
Yeah.
If you're in an area that doesn't have, you know, pavements, for example, and you've got people just kind of standing around, you know, smoking and vaping away. It can be a bit worrying, you know.
Especially if you go and visit places like in Changkat, where there are, you know, a whole row of restaurants and bars and pubs and stuff, right? And you will see a whole bunch of them standing at the main road where, you know, normally you would park your car at the side. And they're all, you know, smoking or vaping. And the restaurant owners, I know an owner who runs a restaurant, a Japanese restaurant in Changkat. And when we were doing go-kart about 2 months ago, he was saying that he's seen a difference in terms of just people's behavior when they visit the restaurant. He has an indoor seating and an outdoor seating. Before the smoking ban came into place, the outdoor seating was a smoking area. The indoor seating was a non-smoking area. Now he's saying that there are kids, families with kids who would come in and do a reservation, but they'll want to do the outdoor seating.
Right, yeah.
And that's just, you know, because it's a different environment altogether. But the issue is that because there isn't a set kind of, I know there's a rule in terms of like it's 50 feet or something around there where you can only smoke cigarettes. But in that area, 50 feet from your restaurant is intruding another person's restaurant. So you end up have to be, you know, smoking a mile away. Mm. And generally that was an issue for them because it's tough for as a business to retain the customer who's a smoker. It's going to be difficult. So what they did was the whole bunch of restaurants, they kind of gathered together and they were putting up ashtrays just in front of their restaurants. So that was one of the issues that they kind of had with the enforcement side of things because there wasn't really clear guideline and they didn't really prepare for the consequences of people just going out to stand in the middle of the road to have a cigarette because then they've got a lot more cigarette butts on the floor and stuff
on
the road.
That's one of the side effects that I've seen is that there's an awful lot more outside of some of these bars and restaurants, a lot more cigarette butts. I've noticed in the area that I live around Bangsa, there's two or three kind of little mamak stores that have closed down.
Ooh.
Now, I don't know if that's a direct result of there being a smoking ban, but the one on the corner that became very famous for washing their dishes in somewhere else, that closed down, reopened, and has since closed down again.
Oh, wow. Okay.
There's another one a little bit further up, but they tended to be the places that, you know, you would see a lot of kind of smoke, especially late at night, or if there's a football match on or something like that. That's when it tended to get really busy.
Mm.
People still do attend these football matches at the mamak stalls and everything, but like you say, Jeff, it seems to be a lot cleaner. I don't know.
Also, you got to think about some businesses that are on like the first floor, the second floor, and all of a sudden now when a smoker wants to, you know, take a puff, has to walk down the stairs and walk back up the stairs again. So, you know, they are being affected as well by the smoking ban.
Mm. Okay, ladies and gents, let us know what you think about this. 018-789-8899 is the number to get us on WhatsApp. On Twitter or Instagram, we're at BFM Radio. Of course, it is World No Tobacco Day 2019. Question is, it's been 5 months since the smoking ban. Has it had a positive impact? What have you noticed? Let us know. We'll be right back after this song. It is Against Me with Stop on BFM 89.9.
Books, figurines, movies. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bites. My name is Rich Bradbury. I'm in the studio with
Jeff Sandu
and Audrey Raj.
Today is World No Tobacco Day 2019. We are talking about how it's also 5 months since the ban on smoking in eateries, restaurants, bars, pretty much anywhere in public within an enclosed space here in Malaysia. We're asking you guys whether or not it's had a positive impact. And we've asked for a bit of feedback. We've got some tweets. We've got some WhatsApp messages. We've got responses over on Insta Story. Let's go to WhatsApp first with Jeff.
Yeah, so HF Kwong says, effective only for the first 3 months and slowly, but and very slowly, but the enforcement is lagging now. And then Deep says, nothing's really changed. Smokers are still the biggest litter bugs of our planet. And then Ro says, if she remembers correctly, the new government has only done one thing that it would be the no smoking ban. It's transformed my outdoor eating life and probably prolonged it too. So kudos, I take my hat off to you.
Looking at Twitter, Shirin J says, smoke-free restaurants, yes. Born Rebel says, yes, smoke-free restaurants. We've got another one here from Ape in HD who says, yes, finally can dine at Mama with my kids in peace. You've got another one here from Jason who says, resounding yes, there's a positive impact. More needs to be done though. And My Sire says, yes, don't have to search for tables that is not near a smoker, etc. However, due to lack of enforcement, smokers are beginning to creep in again. Many can be seen puffing away in these suburbs unashamedly.
Very true. Lee Espionage over on Insta Story said, restaurants are much cleaner. Ex-smokers can easily fight the urge to smoke. Zach Wan Razak says, happy now and go the mamak with my kids with no smokers around. Also says, with no enforcement, a lot more people, though, are daring to light up. Rizwan Arif has said, I'm smoking alone at the curb. I Am Kif says, yep, it does. Apparently, we smokers should have our own designated area. And It's Henry C says, I'm still very 50-50, mainly due to people actually not knowing that it's in effect yet or just don't care. That seems to be quite a bit of an issue, actually.
So the enforcement thing is a big issue. In downtown KL itself, if you in the Klang, Kuala Lumpur city centre, you would see the enforcement is probably a lot better, or at least just people are a lot more aware of this, you know, smoking ban, and you can only smoke in this area, and they've like probably arranged like an ashtray outside for you to smoke and stuff. But when you go to housing areas, I live in Ampang, which is not very far away from KL, but where I live, there's a tons of like mamak shops around, and you still see tables and chairs outside, and they're happily smoking away or, you know, vaping away. And there's even shisha as well, which, you know, I'm kind of wondering, like, isn't shisha part of this?
I've seen a lot
band
of that
too, as well.
Lot.
Like, yeah. So enforcement is really a big deal, especially in the neighborhood areas, because as everyone mentioned, mamak is life for Malaysians, right? We go there for anything at any point of the day.
I think something like this, though, is a lot more heavily reliant on the owners of the business to enforce it rather than the enforcement officers who we're supposed to see coming around enforcing it. You know, if you're saying to the restaurant, okay, we found some guy lighting up at your restaurant, therefore you're going to be charged 10,000 ringgit. You know, you kind of impose that deal on them, and if somebody reports them with evidence, they have to pay that 10,000 ringgit. Suddenly, you're going to see a lot less of people like sneakily lighting up in a corner, right? Yeah. Because that's your business on the line there. So what we did with that in mind, we actually spoke to a couple of people with that in mind and asked them how this smoking ban has or hasn't affected their business. Christine?
Actually, it's quite effective because people come out from their house to spending time with their friends. But right now, they don't come because they can't smoke on the restaurant. Especially on Saturday and Sunday, then when they're having a football match. So now it's very effective on the business. Because in public places, normally there's smokers smoking everywhere. Even in Grab car also, I saw somewhere.
The customers find it really good that the smoking ban is being in place. So the environment is healthier and the air is much cleaner. So it's more comfortable to sit here to enjoy their food without having like suffocating from the smoke.
Hey, about
it. No, it was not difficult to implement at all. It's really easy and customers are really happy.
There we go. Both sides of the coin there, right from within our neighbourhood, probably within 2 minutes of each other's business as well.
We visit this place for lunch.
We do visit these places for lunch, yeah. Now, you may have heard about how there's a judicial review coming up for this smoking ban. So it was initiated by seven individuals who are challenging the smoking ban on eateries. It's been set for August the 22nd. And in January, the group that called themselves the Smokers' Right Club was granted leave to initiate judicial review proceedings to challenge the ban imposed by the Health Ministry. They claim that the smoking ban contradicts the federal constitution, as smoking was not a criminal activity, not banned in the country, and is legally valid and guaranteed by the constitution. They claim that smokers have equal rights as non-smokers when visiting eateries and are free to spend as much time as they want there, arguing the ban would result in Malaysian smokers being constructively isolated from visiting such premises.
That's like the gun law kind of issue with the US, though. But like,
I can't get behind this. I can't support this. You know,
I don't see how it's against the Constitution.
Right. I mean, as a former smoker myself, you know, and walking now into mamak stores, I love it.
Yeah. So we've got a WhatsApp message, and I won't mention the name. She says, I know of a private club which introduced smoking in a non-smoking bar after the smoking ban. So yeah, there's some I guess, you know, restaurants and clubs, I guess they tend to take that risk as well. I know some restaurants / bistros that would, you know, bring out the ashtrays to the outside dining area when it's like past 10 p.m. or past 11 p.m. and they start bringing that out. And I'm sitting there, I'm questioning, like, is the law like after 10 you can sort of like bring out the ashtrays because your kitchen is closed or something? So I'm, again, it's a lot of gray area. The enforcement needs to be a lot better. And also, you know, because there are a group of individuals who are up in arms about this, give that solution. Singapore has done, you know, where they've got that yellow line where you know, it's ridiculous because you may be sitting on a table right at the corner of the yellow line, which is a non-smoking table, and the person next to you, which is across the yellow line,
could be smoking.
So,
like, you don't share the same airspace, you know?
Right.
So it is ridiculous what they've done, but they have taken into consideration of the smokers who want to still be in the vicinity of the restaurant or the club or the cafe and stuff, or coffee places. So, you know, they've done at least something to listen to the group of people who are, you know, still having this kind of behavior. So, here in Malaysia, it's just kind of like a flat out ban, and then it's up to the eateries because it's problematic for them, especially if they have a frequent customers who are smokers, and then you don't provide like an ashtray or something, and then you have to litter on the street, and that's where, you know, you have this kind of nitty gritty issues that, you know, who's responsible, and then you have to, for the restaurant owner, it's more cost on their end to then go across the street to the car park lots where, you know, it's facing their restaurants to clean that area up.
Might I suggest to the tobacco companies that they provide, you know, disposable ashtrays or something that come with a packet of cigarettes? The UK started doing this for a little while. They're like a little foldable envelope that has a little piece of metal inside, cheap to produce. You finish your cigarette, you pop the end into the little device, you close it, put it in your pocket. It's a portable ashtray. When the cigarette has gone out, you can just empty it away. They're cheap to make. That solves the littering on the side
streets,
of the road.
Yeah.
You know, but also, just to go back to what you were saying, Jeff, I remember visiting a place in France and they had smoking tables and non-smoking tables, all kind of mixed together in one room, which I found incredibly confusing. Yeah. You would sit down and they would literally move the notice that said, this is a smoking table. And you could move it to wherever you wanted to within that room, as long as you had that, this is a smoking table notice.
So it's basically just an indication of where to place your ashtray.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. So Japan is a very smoking-heavy nation,
yes,
but they've designated enclosed areas that are common and easy to find, like the UK too. You know, if you want to go and smoke somewhere, they have spaces for that. Japan, I know, are also moving heavily towards the kind of e-cigarette kind of culture, where it heats rather than it smokes, supposedly healthier. I don't know.
And I think they have like cubicles, right? Yeah. So that's you know, the enclosed kind of... I've seen that in the Middle East. I've seen it in Europe as well. I think in Germany they have those kind of...
Wasn't there one in the Singapore airport as well?
Yeah, and Singapore airport, I think, is, you know... And Singapore, despite all its really tough laws, the smoking area inside the Changi Airport is probably one of the most beautiful areas Airport, let alone whether you're a smoker or a non-smoker, because, you know, it's got nice trees, it's open air, you can see the planes coming in and out. It's really nice. You know, compared to what we have in Malaysia, it's a little bit like a...
The one at KLIA 1 and 2? My word.
Yeah.
Have a word with yourselves, please.
Raz sent in a WhatsApp message saying, you know, he's got one question. Why are clubs exempted from the ban? He understands that the ban doesn't cover clubs and disco. Although, you know, it's. I think what they did was with the ban, it was eateries that was like a, you know, so it covers only any places that has a kitchen that would serve food. That's where, you know, the ban would imply. And I think, you know, clubs, they kind of you know, exempt from that.
I've got a message over on Insta Story from F-Pad Hong, who says, smokers have no rights to robbers of clean air and health. I respect their choice to do it, but at the expense of yours. Right. Ladies and gents, go on. Sorry, Jeff.
Yeah, so there is another WhatsApp message. Billy Sohan says, law is a balancer of interest. It has to balance out the right to smoke free air versus the right of smokers to pollute my air by killing themselves. To be honest, the act given by the Minister of Health, the right to make by laws, again, my right to smoke free air is greater than your right to kill me and yourself. And yeah, that's going back to some of the people who are saying, like, oh, this is against the constitution and stuff. And like, yeah, we totally agree with you.
That's indeed.
So, yeah.
Time for a break then, folks. Coming up, we've got Best Coast with Our Deal. But don't forget, if you want to get involved in the conversation, it's been 5 months since the smoking ban. It's also World No Tobacco Day 2019. Has the smoking ban had a positive impact? Let us know. 018-789-8899. Twitter and Instagram, we are at BFM Radio. We're going to take a short break. We'll be back for the case, for the caseless phones, the case for the phones, case with Audrey on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.